take in exactly the same territory as then. I would guess it's probably, close to 2,000.
Wow. Do you know if there was a time earlier that Beulah was bigger than 200? Maybe the late 1800s or anything like that? Or was it just growing?
No, I think it was probably just growing.
Because I know the town has some history. It goes back a ways, but apparently it doesn't have numbers to go with that.
It doesn't. We don't have, or at least I'm not aware of any population numbers back prior to about 1900.
Okay, because I have been to some towns where Springfield, for instance, where it was pretty big and then dropped during the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a general area where I grew up.
Really? Interesting area. Windy day. Have the demographics of this town changed much as far as type of people, nationality, or anything like that, or is it?
Well, not a great lot, no. Okay. Except that, and there's still some of that, but back in when I first came to Beulah, there was a lot of summer people. Well, I guess you would call them semi-wealthy to pretty wealthy that spent their summers here over on Pine Drive. You've probably, in your travels around Colorado, heard some about the
No, I don't think I have.
Who were the banking community of a good bit of Colorado.
Really?
And they had summer home here.
What about occupation-wise? Has that changed? I assume that earlier it was... Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that has changed some because back earlier this was primarily other than those summer people that came, this was a ranching area, which there's still some ranching and cattle raising done here, haying operations. But 75 years ago, there was quite a bit of lumbering and the ranching and very, very few, if any, that worked in Pueblo. But now there's a lot of people that live here that work in Pueblo or even Colorado Springs.
That's the way it is nowadays. What are the major industries in Pueblo that you know?
I'm not sure what they consider their major industries now.
Okay.
Of course, during World War II, there was the Ordnance Depot and CF&I, which is the steel mill.
What was the Ordnance Depot?
That was the government munitions storage area.
I see.